I'm joined by Mariam Al-Khawaja, who is from the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, whose father and uncle were among those sentenced today. Were these people given a fair trial, Mariam?
No, of course not. These are civilians being tried in military courts. Everything from the way that the arrest was conducted up until the way that they were kept in prison up until the trial was not according to international standards, nor was the trial. Even if I was to specifically speak about my father's case, his defense witnesses were not even allowed to speak during the hearing, which the judge had previously promised he would allow. So this definitely was nothing even close to a fair trial.
And amongst the charges levelled at them were setting up a terrorist group to overthrow the ruling family. I mean, that's a pretty serious charge.
Yes, of course. But the thing is that Bahrain has been using their anti-terrorism law to put people in prison. And the thing is that the anti-terrorism law in Bahrain has been criticized by many, many international groups because it is such a vague law that almost anything can be regarded as being terrorism in Bahrain if the government wishes to see it that way. And thus, right now they're taking these very prominent activists or political figures in Bahraini society that people actually respect and look up to, and should, in my opinion, have been a part of the national dialogue that the government is calling for, and now sentencing them to life imprisonment or otherwise to under this terrorism law.
And where does this leave the called national dialogue?
Excuse me?
Where does these sentences handed out today, where do they leave the ruling family's national dialogue? What's next?
Well, it definitely makes it close to impossible. It has failed before it has even started. The problem is that people were hoping that today these prominent figures, at least, if not all political prisoners, should be released so that maybe the government is actually serious about holding a national dialogue with the people, about actually making some concessions, or actually taking just a step forward in making the situation better. But after the sentences that have been passed out on these people today, they're actually making the situation worse. They're agitating people. They're actually pushing people to becoming violent. And I'm praying and hoping that that does not happen. And I have faith that the movement in Bahrain will not turn violent. But what the government doing is definitely not helping. It's actually agitating people to turn the situation worse. And when my father spoke out in court today, right after the reading of the sentence, my father spoke out and said that the people will continue in their struggle for human rights. And he was beaten and taken out of the courtroom forcefully. And my sister started chanting Allahu Akbar, which means God is greater. And she was also forcefully removed from the courtroom. She has yet to be seen. She was arrested right after she was removed from the courtroom. And we still don't know where she is. And we fear for both their lives as the risk of torture is very high.
And I believe there's a 15-day period for them to appeal, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, according to what has been announced by the government.
And do you hold out any hope that they will change the sentences on appeal?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you can never expect, right? Before this sentence, I didn't know whether to expect a death sentence for my father or whether I should be expecting him to be released. So that's the thing with this regime, you can never tell. It's always they're either making one mistake after the other, or like I said, you never know what to expect. But I'm hoping that they come to their senses and realize that the only way forward is by releasing the political prisoners, not putting them away for a long time.